Well, let's see how this goes.
I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad in the spouse. I could have break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house.
Welcome back to another episode of Man of the House podcast. I am your host, Jason Tyree. I am a husband of almost 18 years and a father of four. And it's been rough, guys. It's been rough. When I launched the podcast, I had in mind that the episodes will happen every Monday at 8:30 a.m. Then I realized, oh snap, Christmas is on a Monday. So I didn't record episode two on Christmas. And honestly, I thought about not doing it for New Year, but for those who follow me on social media, you may have seen a post that I made, and I'm going to go a little bit into it. And usually, we're going to get to a structure one day, because I actually have a structure of how these podcasts should go, but this one is going to be different. I'm recording this. What time is it? We're 22 years into 22 years, 22 minutes into the new year. So I'm recording this on January 1st, 2024. You guys are going to get it a few hours later. But prior to today, I think what happened with me in concerning the post, matter of fact, let me pull up the post just to kind of inform what's been going on. So I made a post not too long ago. Here we go. See previous notifications. All right. So I made a post. I'm going to read the post and then kind of give you, I don't know if there's a backstory. I just color it up a little bit more. So I made a post that says, I am not okay. That was the picture I used. And I said, this was on December 26th, the day after Christmas. Today, I took a courageous step, had an impromptu family meeting, and told my wife and kids that I am not okay. I truly believe in the God that I serve that I will be okay. But the reality is, I'm not at the moment and haven't been for months. As the mental and emotional healing process begins, I'll be off the grid. I will still document my healing journey and continue to educate what it's like to be head of a household via the podcast. Other than that, deuce emoji, heart emoji. What prompted that post was me reaching a breaking point. Like I said, I've been feeling like this for months, probably longer than that. And I saw this coming, and I thought I could just coast my way through it. But I just really reached a breaking point, honestly, a couple of days before Christmas. Christmas in itself I don't know. It just felt, I felt like I failed my family. Which sucks because society has painted Christmas as this, you gotta get gifts. And depending on how many gifts are under the tree, yo, it kind of really tells how your year's been and da 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 da. These psychotic games that society plays in your head, and they brainwash you with the Christmas music. It's the most wonderful time of the year. All that stuff, right? And I'm like, this has definitely been the least in the spirit of Christmas I've ever been. But it reached a breaking point for me. Christmas in general started off with my youngest daughter going to the ER. She's fine, by the way, she's fine. But she had some respiratory issues going on, and we had to get her a nebulizer and a Buterol. I think that's the medicine. But she's fine. Nothing like new and startling per se, but we couldn't let that go untreated. So then Christmas ended with my mother-in-law going to the ER. Don't want to get into details about that, but she's going to be okay. And in the midst of it, man, just it's really been building up. I've been trying to just truck through it. I'm mentally and emotionally exhausted. I'm not happy. And the weight of being man of the house is just a lot. And throughout these episodes, I want to educate or enlighten or give some sort of a, you know, look into this, because I feel like it's a rare air or a rare group of guys, especially guys. After the first episode, I've gotten feedback about, man, I'm so glad you're talking about this. There's so many guys who actually go through this and just keep trucking, and they're struggling and stuff. There's a lot of people that's out there that's kind of like me in the situation where they want to take on the responsibility and the weight of being man of the household, but it's a lot. But they don't want to be the alternative, the one who becomes a deadbeat dad or, you know, leaves their spouse and just give up. But it's a lot. It's a lot. And I think before I get into that, I do want to, I may be all over the place, I'm just being honest with you guys. It's taking so much for me to even record. but what I do want to at least educate to the best of my ability is, I want to address the post, but I want to educate the difference between being mentally exhausted versus mentally weak. I think there's this stigma that happens when you say that you're not okay. And I understand the concern. I understand, oh, is he going to be okay? Blah, 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 blah. And I get it. And I appreciate it. And this is not me saying anything bad about people who care about how you feel, but I don't want it to be misinterpreted. I don't want it to seem like, oh, he must be a nutcase, or, oh, poor guy, he's mentally fragile. I think an analogy I can use is you have a scrawny, underweight person in the gym trying to lift the bench press, and he can't even get the thing to budge. To me, that's mentally weak. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that person can develop to become stronger and then lift the barbell in this analogy. But then there's the person who comes in and he lifts to exhaustion. Just lifting, 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 lifting. No matter what's thrown at him, lifting, still moving, still blah, 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 blah. To the point that it's like, yo, your muscles are exhausted. Please put the bench press down before it falls on your chest. Please. So that's the difference. Both of those situations, it does come with, hey, let's make sure they're okay, because we don't want anything to happen to them. And that's understandable, right? But I'm burnt out, guys. I'm burnt out. In the process of having therapy sessions, I did have a meeting with pastors at my church. God bless them. And it really was beneficial because they're pastors that like know not just me, but my family. And we've been a part of the church for 10 years. Shout out to Hope Point Church. So met with them and it helped. But these past couple of days since the post, since Christmas, I've just been kind of in this in-between world. I eat super late. I try to muster up energy to smile and be happy, but it just, I think once I allowed myself to say, hey, I'm not okay, it just kind of released me from trying to be performative. But I'm so glad I had this time off from work, because I probably would have been a nervous wreck. I probably would have broken down, had a nervous breakdown or something. I think one of the biggest things that jumped out to me during this time was that I had to have other people outside of myself tell me that I'm not a failure, because I really, really felt like a failure. And I'm not saying that those feelings and thoughts have all gone away, but there's combative encouragement that tells me, hey, you're not a failure. And so I know that's going to be a process I'm going to have to go through and walk out in 2024. Yeah. I know a lot's going to have to change. You know, I have a 9-to-5. I don't want to get into the details of that, but it's not set up in a very healthy way at all for me. And then on top of that, I have a business. I don't want to call it a side business. It's a legitimate business. I have an LLC and I have clients. So essentially I have two jobs. In between those two jobs, I'm putting in anywhere between 90 to 110 hours a week working. That plays a toll on you. That's how you also get easily burnt out. Then on top of that, I'm involved in my HOA. I'm involved in other things that cause me to be in leadership. And it's like, I may have to reconsider a lot of stuff going into next year. And that's just work and other stuff. This is not even me just being the man of the house. Our finances are not in a great place at all. And I know there's guys out there who are feeling, they're feeling the crunch. They're feeling the, oh my gosh, finances suck. So it's trickling down. Being the man of the house, if your finances are off, that's the easy trigger to breaking down, the finances being off. It's never a good feeling. One thing I have discovered in all of this, though, is vices. I'm going to talk about vices for a second. I'll admit, especially in my teenage years, growing up, I used to be very judgmental about people who smoke, who drink, because I've never smoked in my life. I'm not a drinker. And I used to, especially the men folk in my life, I'm like, why are you smoking and drinking? That's just, I was real churchy, guys. I was like, oh, that's a sin. You're going to hell, man. But I mean, I've wisened up and kind of not become so spiritually good that I'm no earthly good. But I did used to judge real strongly about people who use vices to escape, especially men, because I really didn't have a great male example growing up on how to handle stuff like this. So a lot of this stuff I'm still winging, in a sense. I do have men in my life now that I don't have to wing as much, but this is just my upbringing, right? So now I get it. Like, I want to apologize, general apology to most alcoholics and most people who drink, I mean, smoke, whether it's weed, whatever vice that you use, there's more empathy. There's more sympathy, not sympathy, empathy. I get it. That's not to say that I'm gonna pick up a habit now and start drinking or smoking, but I get it. You just want to find something that can help take your mind off of things, help you escape. I get it now. I do, and I apologize for the younger Jason, teenage Jason, who was judgmental. And I'm realizing I'm doing all of this without vices, per se. Maybe I have a vice. I mean, one of the things that I do is I play puzzles in card games on my phone. That's kind of my vice, if that counts. But it keeps my brain going. And it's like, yo, if I can't solve this puzzle, something's wrong with my brain. Sounds crazy, but that's what happens. So that's sort of an escape, but it's not like drinking or smoking or anything where I can just forget what the heck is going on right now. But again, I get it. I also get why back in the day, guys used to be like, yo, I'm going to get some milk. I'll be right back. And then they never come back. And they end up starting a whole new family. I don't understand them starting a whole new family, like down the block somewhere, or just, I don't understand leaving your responsibility to inherit another responsibility. Like, that never made sense to me. But I understand the want to just be like, this is too much for me to bear. I'm out. I won't do that. But again, I understand. There are a lot of guys like myself who are going through it. I was able to glance at some of the responses from my social media. I haven't fully looked at it. If you messaged me, I haven't really seen it. My wife has been kind of updating me on, hey, such and such said this, you know, and from my understanding, a lot of people have responded to it, and I appreciate and thank every last one of you. But I have a feeling that there are a few guys out there that appreciated the fact that I am admitted that I'm not okay and that they're going through it. Head of homes. You know, head of homes. Because so much weight and responsibility, man. You're not just living for yourself. You're living for people who's under your care, under your covering. So you got to make sure not only that you're good, but you got to make sure that everybody under you is good. Whether it's food, whether it's money, whether it's clothes, whether it's bills paid, whether it's all this. You got to keep that going. And there are no days off. There are no days off, especially in my field. I'm a graphic designer by trade, for those who don't know. Been in the industry for over 20 years. Blessed to have a career in it. And my industry... They can be sympathetic to a point, but at the end of the day, it's like, yo, I still need my thing. What's the ETA on that? Like, and I get it. I mean, this is what I signed up for. I remember going through that initially when my dad passed away. Like, I didn't have time to really grieve because it was like, okay, you're grieving, but you're still man of the house, and these bills need to still get paid, and money still need to come in, and I still need my project. When you gonna have that done for me? Like, you know, so I've been running on fumes, man. I've been running on fumes. This is probably the most I've talked since I made that post. And the most, I won't even say I'm upbeat. I charge, you know how you charge your battery, I mean, your phone up real quick, and you look at it, it's like, okay, I'm 15%. All right, cool. I can at least use it for a couple minutes. That's how I feel right now. So I used that little bit of energy to record this. I do know that break is going to be over soon. And then I'm going to have to get back into the flow of things and have to address things. I'm definitely going to have to change a lot of things. There's no way that whatever is currently structured in my life right now, from work to home to businesses to associations I'm involved, things are going to change because I cannot maintain what I'm currently doing. I just want to get to a point where I can dream again. to where I can be creative again, to where I can start looking into the future again. Because right now I'm just seeing fire all in the present, and it's a lot. It's a lot. I'm gonna give y'all a heads up too. Usually when you're going through some things, people will say, hey man, just hit me up. Yo, we gotta talk. No, we don't. I don't want to talk. I don't want to see people right now. I don't want to talk. I'm just being honest. Some people say, oh, well, you just need to listen to this or read this book, fam. No, no, I don't want to do any of that right now. And that's just me being totally honest. Will I do it eventually? Sure. But I don't want to feel any obligation of me having to muster up energy to have a conversation I don't want to have. I don't want to elaborate. I don't want to fully go into what I'm going through. I can't even fully articulate it. That's why I'm going to therapy. They're going to help me, you know? But I felt like I needed to say that as well, because I know that there's been some folks who has suggested that, and that's just their way of reaching out and showing that they care. And I read that for what that is, and I appreciate it. I'm just telling you, as far as, hey, take action in this. Fam, no, I'm exhausted. That's kind of like, you know how after a basketball game or after a football game, they just finish running up and down the court, up and down the field. And you got the interviewer coming up, shoving a mic in their face, saying, hey, explain to me what happened on that last play. Fam, I'm exhausted. Can we talk about this once I get to the locker room or something? And even then, I don't fully want to do that. Like, let me hit the showers first, get dressed. We could talk at the podium, but not right now. Didn't you see me run up and down? Anywho, guys, continue to keep me in your prayers. I believe I'm going to be okay. I'm not okay now, but I believe I'm going to be okay. Because of the people I have in my life who have been encouraging and helpful, for the people who God has entrusted me to watch over. And I know there's much more work I have to do in the world, in this life. So I believe I'm gonna be okay. I will say that this is probably the second most darkest season of my life. The most dark season of my life. I actually wrote a song called Dark April on my last mixtape. If you want to check out my last mixtape, I think you can go to amancalledjason.com. I think so. I believe so. Amancalledjason.com should lead you there. If it doesn't, we'll address that in the next episode. But that was the darkest day season of my life. This is number two. But I'm going to be okay. I'm not right now, but I will be. And I thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. And yeah. Next week, we'll see how it goes. Taking it a week at a time. Take care of yourselves. Love y'all. I'm out. I'm a man in the house. Purposely, I'm a dad and a spouse. I could have break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the